No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say, a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and I'm so glad that you could join us for this Wednesday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show, where we're recognizing difference makers in our communities and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. My friend Jamie Bloyd, who's the Director of Government Relations and External Affairs with the American Childhood Cancer Organization, reached out to me about a special young lady, Hannah Adams. You know, through The Mark Wyatt Show, we recognize childhood cancer year-round. As we all know, September is a very important month for childhood cancer as people go gold, but the importance of talking about this subject year-round, because these families are struggling year-round, is of the utmost importance. And that's why Hannah Adams is on the line with me right now to share her story. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Hannah Adams.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You are the two-time Miss Florida's Outstanding Teen. Congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such an honor. You know, it's a great platform to be able to advocate for children battling cancer, and I was able to keep it for 2 years due to COVID-19. The 2020 competition was postponed, so they asked me, hey, will you stay on for another year? And of course I said yes. So it's been such an amazing journey being able to represent Florida.
This experience for you, I'm sure, is rewarding because you realize what you've been through as a young person and to be able to do what you do. And I'm going to tell you from personal experience, when I was in the seventh grade, I had staph infection and I was in the hospital. I had a tumor in my leg, and I had to go through quite a bit myself. And I remember the people who came and supported me, the families who came to the hospital to visit me, the cards that I've received. I still have a Bugle Boy box full of cards from people who sent cards and letters to encourage me while I was in the hospital and even at home with home health as I went through that. And the importance of that left an indelible mark on me as a person. I used the same leg that I had a staph infection, a tumor in, and went on to be a kicker in high school and walked on at the University of Alabama as a kicker. And so it was really something for me to be able to use my talent knowing what I'd gone through myself.
Yes, absolutely. That's incredible. And I think that seeing people rally around you and supporting you, I sort of had the same experience. And so now I think back and I choose to now be that person to support the other children who are going through it. And I think about my journey, my life story, and how everything stems from being diagnosed with cancer, that I would not be who or where I am today if it weren't for pediatric cancer. And it was an unfortunate experience, but I like to think that my greatest tribulation became my greatest triumph.
How old were you, Hannah, when you first heard those words that you had cancer?
I was 5.5 years old. I was actually getting ready to go to my ballet class, and my mom noticed a slight bulge in the side of my stomach. And that night, I woke up with a high fever. So we went to my pediatrician the following day. They did scans, blood work, and the news came that I had stage 3 nephroblastoma, which meant that a softball-sized cancerous tumor was enveloping my left kidney. And we later learned that I was one of 9 children in the entire world diagnosed with that exact type of tumor in 2009. And so I had to have chemotherapy, radiation treatment, surgery, blood transfusions. But I was able to come out. I've been cancer-free for over 11 years now, and it's really impacted me and my entire family, but I've been able to turn it into a positive experience.
Your mom is definitely your hero there.
Oh, absolutely. My entire family, they sacrificed so much when I was going through treatment. My little sister, Haley, she really, really supported me as well. Her first memories of me are with no hair and tubes sticking out of my body. But they were all my greatest cheerleaders. I'm so thankful to have a close family like that that has supported me. And now we've made our advocacy endeavors into a family affair. We're all involved in it because it's something that impacts every single person.
Absolutely. And the main point that I think about is the fact that your mom had an awareness to bring attention to a problem that she noticed. And
yes,
One of the things that as parents sometimes maybe it's possible that we could neglect something that is there and not take it as seriously. When you notice something that's different about your child, to go ahead and get some professional help and seek out medical advice to find out what is going on, because if you see something different, then that means that something is happening to your child.
Exactly. And even when the child's young, sometimes I don't want to speak for parents because I'm not a parent, but I think that sometimes parents are just like, oh, well, they'll get over it. They're just a little kid. Maybe they're just joking that they're hurting. But, you know, take it seriously and see if it's an actual problem that needs to be addressed.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's that fee to go to the doctor and pay the copay. And I can realize that when someone says, well, we don't have the money to pay $35 or $50, or if they have to pay out of pocket. But the importance of saving that child's life and the importance of noticing, bringing awareness, just go ahead and take the child down there and get them examined. I know that with my own personal experience, my granddad saved my life. Wow. We had a medical professional who had looked at me and thought it was in my head. And it actually wasn't in my head. It was actually something that needed to be taken care of. And my grandfather, instead of letting the doctor do exploratory surgery, went to a second opinion. And within 45 minutes, that doctor determined that I needed to be in the hospital and have surgery immediately. And so that was taken care of. But if my grandfather hadn't had the wisdom to say, let's ask for another opinion, I wouldn't be talking to you right now, Hannah. So it's very important that at all levels, at all stages, we take these things seriously.
Yes, having that discernment is really important. I remember when, after my surgery, I had to have surgery to remove the tumor and my left kidney, and I was in the hospital in ICU, and some of the doctors had given me some medicine, and my mom knew that it was not going well for me, that that medicine was not helping me, and some of the doctors and nurses sort of doubted her on that, but she wouldn't stop the fight. She goes, no, that this is not going well. And I'm so thankful that she did that. And there's been so many other experiences like that where my mom has stood up for me, that she's been my voice, and that she's recognized that something is wrong. You know, parents know their children best. And so that's where listening to them and understanding their perspectives is vital.
We have a lot of people out there, Hannah, who it's very important for them to bring awareness to childhood cancer. Many of those people have gone through childhood cancer themselves. You are one of those people. What is it about you, Hannah, that caused you to want to become an advocate, and namely, when it comes to legislative awareness, to take on that role?
Yes. So right after I was declared cancer-free, it became my mission in life to want to help other kids who are going through their fights. And so at 8 years old, I became involved in the American Cancer Society Relay for Life program, and I became the youngest teen captain in the state of Florida and started sharing my story to inspire others to have hope. And so speaking at a statewide level led me to want to advocate on a national level and meet even more kids who are going through their fights. And so I became involved in Hyundai Motor America Hope on Wheels programs as an ambassador. And I was able to travel the country to 40 hospitals, give away millions of dollars in research grants. And I saw the impact that research dollars can make, that this is what's continuing finding cures for pediatric cancer, and the influence that my story could make, that I could be the one who provides hope to a child or a family that's facing pediatric cancer. And so my experiences with Hyundai Hope on Wheels led me to start lobbying up in Washington, D.C., and meeting with different legislators and explaining the importance of legislation, because why legislation is so key is that legislation brings about funding that funds research, that research is ultimately going to find us new treatments and new cures for pediatric cancer. And so lobbying at the federal level showed me the impact that politicians can make, and that childhood cancer is a bipartisan issue. It's not a Democrat or Republican issue. It's not a conservative or liberal issue. This is an America issue. And it made me take a step back and think, this is also an Alabama issue. This is a Florida issue. This is a state issue that needs to be addressed. And so I started researching a little bit more into what Alabama is doing, since I live here now. And I found some things that I felt that need to be changed. And so that's what we're working on right now with a partnership with American Childhood Cancer Organization, is addressing childhood cancer at an Alabama level and seeing what we can do to create change.
Hannah, if it's okay with you, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about some of those issues and how we can make that change. And of course, through the American Childhood Cancer Organization, these stories of young people are being shared. And the importance of those stories being shared is that when these legislators, these people who have these decision-making abilities, hear these stories, it can have an impact on them to make the right decision for young people when it comes to childhood cancer. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely.
Great. Folks, right now we have Hannah Adams on the line with us, two-time Miss Florida's Outstanding Teen, currently lives in the Birmingham, Alabama area because of her father's work. We are glad to have her here in the state of Alabama. Of course, we recognize difference makers everywhere, and I want people to know that this show does originate from Alabama because we care, and I know that what can happen here in Alabama can help people in Florida, can help people in Texas, can help people in California, can help people across the world. And that's why we share these stories, to encourage and inspire us all. I hope you'll stick with me as we continue our conversation with Miss Hannah Adams. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a
a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. I'd get on second base. Won't your dad to watch him play?
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of The Mark White Show. I am so glad that you all could join us as we cover the subject of childhood cancer. We do this many, many times on The Mark White Show. It's very near and dear to my heart. The children that I have met since the beginning of The Mark White Show, we have built relationships with them, relationships with their families. We want them to know that we care. And the best way that I can do that is to try to be a voice through The Mark White Show. The American Childhood Cancer Organization has been one of those organizations that has been part of The Mark White Show multiple times. My friend Jamie Bloyd, who is the Director of Government Relations and External Affairs, reached out to me about Hannah Adams. Now, Hannah is originally from Florida. She now lives in Alabama, but she is an advocate and brings legislative awareness when it comes to childhood cancer. I want to touch more on this because now she has focused on issues in the state of Alabama when it comes to childhood cancer. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Hannah Adams.
Thank you, and thank you so much for everything that you do in the fight against pediatric cancer and allowing for children's stories to be shared and spreading awareness about this.
Absolutely, and your own personal story, as we mentioned in the first segment, with stage 3 nephroblastoma has had a powerful impact on your life and the reason that you are making a difference today.
Yes, absolutely. It has inspired me to want to provide hope to these families, as well as hopefully help us ultimately find a cure through collaborative efforts. I think that when people work together, that's when we're going to make the most progress.
Collaborative efforts is a little harder to say. I like networking. Networking's easier for me to say, but it all works together for good. When we come together as a team and we say that we're here together to stand up for these children to make a difference, and I know that there is no legislator who does not want to help children, that doesn't care about children, because obviously they're going to have, for the most part, many of them are going to have children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, that are going to be impacted by childhood cancer. And you've laid out facts through your social media platform and shared facts about the reality of childhood cancer, the percentages, the numbers that are very important for people to grasp and understand the magnitude of this problem.
Yes, a big fact that I would love to share about the statewide level is actually only 29 state cancer plans. The plan that helps states address the problem of cancer, 29 of them have no mention of childhood cancer. 29, it's crazy. And unfortunately, Alabama is included in that number. Finding that statistic is what has inspired me to want to make change here in Alabama. And I'm looking forward to meeting with legislators and other government leaders on how we can change this and how we can make childhood cancer an Alabama state priority, because child cancer is the leading cause of death by disease in children across the nation, and cancer is the second leading cause of death overall in the state of Alabama. And so because cancer is such a widespread issue across the nation and in Alabama, as well as children are such a focal point of that, I think that this is a great way where we can bring those two together and see how people can work together to make progress.
When you bring a team of people like the American Childhood Cancer Organization, and we talked about the go-getters that are within that team, it's a great organization to have by your side to help move along these pieces of legislation and to help these young people, and to have organizations like that is an amazing opportunity to get some things done here in the state of Alabama.
Absolutely. American Childhood Cancer Organization is the oldest and largest pediatric cancer nonprofit, and they do so much with advocating for children through national priority in the policies and the research and the awareness efforts. It's incredible, and I'm so honored to be a part of it.
Now, you're pretty young. I guess you're graduating this year from high school, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm a senior.
Wow. Okay. Congratulations.
I'm excited. I don't know where I'm going yet. Alabama is a big school on my list.
Well, I enjoyed it, but you have to go wherever you feel most comfortable and make those visits and make that decision based on several criteria, one of which is learning, because that's very important. A lot of times we may look at colleges and say, well, that looks pretty fun. I don't know that that's really the first word that should come to mind when we think of going to college, though.
I agree. I'm a firm believer that you go to college to get a degree, to get an education, and I'm hoping to double major in political science and business, because I do want to work in politics one day and possibly pursue a JD and an MBA or an MPA. So lots of big dreams there. So I have to focus on getting a good education.
When it comes to childhood cancer, it touches all people of all walks of life, and it is an issue, an American issue for us to talk about and to discuss. And down to the level of Alabama, it's an Alabamian issue. There are steps that need to be taken when it comes to making things happen. How are you looking at letting our legislators know that there is a problem and helping to move forward to make that change?
Yes. So right now I'm focusing on three things. The first thing I mentioned a little bit earlier is the Alabama Comprehensive Cancer Control Plan. Childhood cancer is not mentioned within that plan. And this is a CDC mandated plan that each state is required to have. And oftentimes, even if childhood cancer is mentioned in the plan, it's only a small paragraph. And it's important to make the distinction between adult cancer and childhood cancer, because they are different. children and adults are very different, and the way that they're treated is different. And so we need to make it a priority in Alabama to get childhood cancer mentioned in this state cancer action plan. And in addition to that, during September, I am pushing for Governor Kay Ivey to issue an official proclamation declaring September 2021 as Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And this would support the children of Alabama who are battling cancer and bringing more awareness to this issue. And then lastly, to my knowledge, there is no current specific pediatric cancer legislation in Alabama. So the legislation that I'm looking at is focusing on pediatric cancer and other pediatric diseases. And so potential legislation could address research funding, survivorship, and even the mental health aspect of childhood cancer and other diseases that children have. So those are the main three things that I'm working on right now. In addition to that, I would love to see childhood cancer research as part of the state budget. That's something that we're also pushing for and we're working with right now.
These are children who, for the most part, will survive, and they will become adults. There is an effect a lot of times long after the treatment of a child.
Exactly. And, you know, when talking about research for new treatments and new cures, a big thing is finding less toxic treatments, because two-thirds of childhood cancer survivors will experience long-term side effects. And those can be learning disabilities. Those can be not being able to have children, heart damage, lung damage, so many different things. And so that's where, when talking about finding research, we need to be also looking at those long-term effects and focusing on survivorship. And so even linked to that can be issues of health insurance or how to address childhood cancer survivors, you know, moving them from working with a pediatric oncologist to now working in the adult sector of long-term follow-up care.
I know that one of the points you made in 2019 was that things had really not changed when it came to the treatment of children. Is that any different?
In the past three decades, only three cancer drugs have been approved for use in children. And I want to say like over 180 new drugs have been passed for adults. And
wow,
that's a shocking difference. And I think that Alabama, as a state, we could take a lead in this and funding new cancer treatments. And, you know, at the federal level, there is a big funding disparity between adult cancer research and childhood cancer research. And what's so interesting is that childhood cancer research can always be used in adults, but adult cancer research cannot always be used on children, because there is such a difference between adults and children.
Yes. It's amazing statistics out there, and you've shared those through your Instagram, through other pages. And I do want to take an opportunity to give people a chance to be able to find you and connect with you to help you on this journey as you advocate and bring legislative awareness to childhood cancer. Do you want to share that information and how people can connect with you, Hannah?
Yes, absolutely. On Instagram, my Instagram is at hannah.adams06. My Twitter is hannahadams06. And then on Facebook, I'm Hannah Adams. And then I also have a personal website, and that is hannahleeadams.com.
And do you happen to have any information in front of you about the American Childhood Cancer Organization, where people can connect with them as well?
Absolutely. You can go on to acco.org to visit their website and learn all about everything that they're doing in childhood cancer endeavors, as well as you can find them on Instagram. I believe it is acco.org, and you can see some of the awesome stuff that they're posting about childhood cancer.
Yes, that is correct. acco.org. Find them on Instagram. And we appreciate you joining us here on the Mark White Show today, Hannah Adams. And I would like to thank my friend Jamie Bloyd for connecting us. Again, she's the Director of Government Relations and External Affairs at the American Childhood Cancer Organization, a very important organization as we move forward. I look forward to working with you, Hannah, and trying to help however I can through the Mark White Show as we continue to advocate for these young people, especially here in the state of Alabama.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed talking with you, and I would love for you to be involved or anyone listening. Please reach out. We are looking for people to be advocates and to work in this cause. So please let me know.
Folks, we've been talking to Hannah Adams, and we have been focused on childhood cancer, the subject of childhood cancer, and the importance, even in the state of Alabama, as we work toward some changes to try to help our young people. This is a very important subject, and I hope that you will find your purpose in these children that are battling cancer every single day, and the families that struggle because of it. Of course, COVID-19's had a massive impact on visits, on being able to connect with the families, but they're still there. They're there at night. They're there during the day. They're taking care of their young person. The medical professionals who are there, we appreciate their service and helping our young people, and we want to do what we can to make a difference. If the Mark White Show is making a difference in your life, I hope that you'll share the Mark White Show. I hope that you'll share this show with your friends, your family, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference. Of course, you can subscribe to the podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. It's very important that these shows get out to people because I feel very strongly about what I'm doing to make a difference, and I hope that you are too. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody, this is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation could help save 4 COVID patients. So if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.